Please welcome my guest, Katisa Carson. Thank you for joining on I Ain't Got a Talent. I appreciate you being on here.
You're welcome.
Yeah. What is your gift?
One of my gifts that I'm known for is baking and pastry. I started culinary school back in the early 2000s, I'm going to say 2006 maybe.
Yeah.
And I got my certificate, baking and pastry certificate in 2008. But then after the certificate, they built the Culinary Institute of Michigan downtown Muskegon. So I waited 2 years for that to open. Then I went back to the culinary school and I got my baking and pastry degree, okay. My associate's degree in baking and pastry.
Wow.
So that's how it all started.
Okay. What made you want to go to culinary school?
I was already going to Baker College and I was in web design. So I was taking the web design classes and I found out, you have to draw. And that's not a strong thing I know how to do. I'm like, well, I can't draw. So then I went to computers. Got into the computer classes. I'm like, I'm not good at computers either. And I've seen the kids walking down the hall with the uniforms. I'm like, I can't cook.
Okay, right.
It was my third option, and that's what I stuck with because I already had my electives already done, so I just had to find something else so I can finish. So that's how I got into it. Wasn't good at drawing, wasn't good at computers, but I can cook. So that's how I started.
Wow. Yeah, I think a lot of times it's like about trying different stuff and finding out what you like or don't like. And like you said, that's not my strength. So like going off your strengths.
Right. Yeah.
And then you find things that you like to do. So before that, how old were you when you started cooking or baking?
I started baking, I'm going to say like around maybe 10 years old. Years ago on Channel 13, they used to, after the news, they used to have this guy on there called Mr. Food, I think. And he had this recipe for peanut butter cookies. I'm like, that seemed pretty easy. So I started making them. And then my mom, she liked them so much. We had bake sales at church and she would offer me to make make my peanut butter cookies. So that's how I got started. And then in middle school, we had home economics and I liked doing the little cakes and stuff in there. And in high school, I had a class called food management. It was a 2-hour class where we learned how to cook and bake. And so I really enjoyed both of those classes. So I think that's where I really started.
That's what's up. You talked about going to culinary school. Did you run into any challenges? Either going through the process or even challenges with starting?
The challenges I had really was I was working a full-time job, basically really going to school full-time. So that was kind of a challenge, trying to work, go to school, get sleep. And I had a single parent and I had a child I had to take care of. And so some of my labs were like, all of my labs were 8-hour classes, 32 hours a week when I went to the Institute of Michigan.
Yeah.
And so, working 8 hours, going to school for 8 hours, that was kind of a challenge.
Wow.
I did that for about a year.
But you saw it like, okay, this is worth it for me to do this for right now. And then in a year or so, you know what I mean? It's going to pay off.
I'm not a quitter. I was like, when I figured out I want to do baking and pastry, I was like, I have to finish. Like I said, I finished my certificate. Then I'm like, okay, that's not enough for me. A certificate wasn't good enough. So I'm like, I'm going to finish. I'm going to go to get a degree. And my plan was to get my degree, and they was talking about years ago, bring a casino here. I was like, my plan was to quit my job and go work as a pastry chef in a casino, but that never happened.
Right.
So that kind of, my plans changed with that, and that's why I started doing little stuff on the side, because then I thought about it. Well, where I work at, what I make, and what a new pastry chef started making, it was a big difference. I'm like, I can't quit my job and do this full time because it won't pay the bills. So I just said, I can do both, do it on the side at home and still work my regular job.
I know it's one of your gifts, but do you have a love for it?
Yeah, I do. Sometimes I do, and sometimes it's challenging. It's a little hard on the body sometimes. It's real tedious, some of it. It's a lot of standing. But other than that, once I get going and I get motivated by a project, or it might be a person that motivates me, and it just sparks something in me to go harder.
That's cool. So
yeah.
Do you have a creative process?
I really don't. What I do, I try to keep up with the trends. And when I do find a trend that everybody's doing, I kind of put my own twist on it, because I don't want to do the same thing everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
But like I said, I put a twist on it to make it mine.
Cool, cool. So what about any lessons you learned from this? Any life lessons you learned from baking and or going through the process of getting your certificate?
It takes a lot of dedication, a lot of patience. Yeah. You got to learn how to take constructive criticism. Somebody try to help you and tell you, okay, do something this way, or you missed this. So it's like, you got to listen to people when they're helping you. Other than that, like I said, just time is patient in all of this.
Yeah.
You have some fails. You can spend a lot of money doing something, and at the end, it might not come out how you want it. So it's a lot in baking. It's like a science. With baking, you have to get it right. And that's the difference from baking and cooking. You can kind of make a mistake and keep going with cooking. But if you make a mistake with baking, you got to scrap it and start all over.
Yeah.
So it's a process sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah, even with recipes and stuff I have done, you know, a few times, it's still trial and error sometimes. You might, I could have made some 10 times, this 11th time, it didn't turn out right. I'm like, okay, what did I do wrong this time?
Yeah.
So it's a process and everything.
Yeah. So you've been doing it how many years now?
I'm going to say 2008, really.
Okay.
I got my certificate 2008. And I started making my daughter birthday cakes. And then other people saw I wanted me to bake birthday cakes or cupcakes. And I did my sister's wedding. My sister's wedding was my first big event.
Okay. What other events have you done?
I've done a lot of weddings, anniversaries, birthdays. Recently had a chili and sweets cook-off at work. I entered that. I won the first place contest.
Wow.
So I was like, yep. And it was a pretty good gap between me and even the people that was in the contest. They even voted for me.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
It was good.
But they was looking for me. They was looking for me. That's, show up.
That's cool. That's cool. What kind of things do you like to bake, or have you baked?
I don't really bake cakes anymore because I got carpal tunnel and tendonitis. So it's like that kind of stopped the cake part. But
okay.
I still do like cupcakes, cheesecakes. I do stuff like drunken apples. I make homemade candy, cookies, different cheesecake cones. I try to do a lot of little different stuff. I've made a banana pudding cookie, two different types of banana pudding cookies, actually. Cheesecake cookies where I put the, like a sugar cookie base, yeah. Where I put the cheesecake in different flavors. It might be a cinnamon toast crunch or Twix or a turtle. I try to come up with different flavors so people can have different options.
Okay, got you. So do you have a favorite or like a specialty?
I've noticed that a lot of people love my butter pecan cupcakes and my peach cobbler cheesecake shooters. Those two are my two popular ones.
Yeah.
Sure, I just started doing the peach cobbler cheesecake shooters, but when I was in culinary school, that's one thing we did. They call them pétifours, where you make small desserts. Yeah. And that's what I like doing most, the little pétifours, because if you're trying to make money, you can make a lot of those quick. And you can sell them. You make more money than making a cake.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, if you want to make money. And like I said, that's why I like most doing the little small desserts. And most of the time you do small desserts, they'd be like for elegant events.
Yeah.
And so that's what I would really like to do, like the more elegant events with the little shooters and little candies and stuff like that, where people can just pick it up and walk off and eat it. Instead, most of the time you'd be at a birthday party, wedding, like, okay, when they gonna cut the cake? When they gonna cut the cake?
Yeah.
With these little desserts, you don't have to wait on nobody to cut the cake. His desserts are already out.
Yeah, yeah. So, That's a good idea. How can people get in touch with you? What's your social medias or email?
Email clcarson3@gmail.com. I'm on Facebook as Katisa Carson, and I'm on Instagram as DessertDiva93.
Okay, cool. They can go ahead and book you, get you booked for the weddings and open houses and holidays and all that. Yep. So what's your biggest time of year?
Valentine's Day actually is my biggest time of the year. Been doing Valentine's Day for about, I'm going to say 10 years.
10 years.
And it's big money in Valentine's. My biggest project, Valentine's, I made over $4,000 just for one day.
Wow.
Chocolate dipped strawberries.
Wow.
Chocolate dipped pineapples. I done cake pops. My cake pop's different from everybody else because I actually bake the cake pop, fill it with mousse, dip it in chocolate, and put a little design on it. Most people, they take a cake, crumble it up, put the frosting, and they kind of playing with it. I'm like, they don't look too appetizing to me knowing how this is made. So I make mine like a cupcake, fill it with mousse. And that's something a lot of chefs, they either just coming into or don't know anything about is mousse. Mm. That's something we made in school, too. I got that from school.
Yeah.
But I found the cheaper and faster way to make it from one of my friends. But mousse is something I came out with between my cake layers that nobody was using. Ganache is something I learned how to make in school. Now I see in the past year or two, people just starting to use ganache, which I have been using probably since 2006 when I first started culinary school. So now people just starting. I don't know about the mousse between the cakes, but that's something that different my cakes from other people's. They might put like a Bavarian cream or frosting in the middle, and I put like a flavor. It depends on what cake I'm making. I put a cheesecake flavor mousse in it or caramel flavor mousse. It depends on what I'm making. Even though I really don't do cakes anymore, I will still do if people want their cupcakes filled with the mousse or anything, I still do that too.
That's cool. You made me want to go get some dessert right now. But you know what? I want to ask you this too. So you went to school, got your certificate. Do you think you would be able to do what you do now without getting the education? I know everybody different, but what's your perspective?
No, because there's a lot of things that I've learned in school that I didn't know. What I really want to do, but I can't afford it. I couldn't afford the equipment, being a chocolatier. That's making bonbons. That was one of my things I loved doing in culinary school, making candies like bonbons and decorating them. That's a lot of money, and that's something high-end and elegant, too. So I think I want to go back to get that certificate, being a chocolatier. That's something different. We did chocolate sculptures, and mine sat on display until school was out. So I guess they like my chocolate sculpture.
Yeah.
And then they kind of put us against each other in school with, okay, who can make the best dessert? And once again, I came out on top, probably about 13 or 14 of us, and I won that contest. And when I was in Baker getting my certificate, everybody was asked to make desserts. So I came up with a recipe for some peanut butter pie. I made like six of them, one for home, and like five for the restaurant. But the instructors and chefs, they end up eating most of my peanut butter pie instead of sending it to the restaurant. That's how good it was. They kept it for themselves instead of sending it to the restaurant.
Wow.
So that kind of really made me happy and motivate me to do more too. So when I get that kind of, when I get that from people like my instructors, you know, when I get that from them, that motivate me to go harder too.
Yeah, right. And I'm sure you know I don't know really nothing about baking and making pastries and treats like that. And I know you learned the basics in school.
Like in school, we took 1 week for everything. Like people think you went to school. I didn't go to school to do cakes. That's what people mostly, or I said, this ain't what I went to school for. I know more than just cakes and cupcakes. Yeah. And I have to kind of put out there to people, get them different ideas. How about doing this? Or how about doing that? So your event can be a little different from the last one.
Yeah.
But some people think you just go to do cakes. And we only spent 1 week on cakes when I was at Baker in a certificate program. And 1 week on cakes when I was at the Culinary Institute,
mm-hmm.
get my associates. So we don't spend a lot of time on cakes. So a lot of stuff you kind of have to work on your own and improve your skills.
Okay. And then that gives you a chance to see whether you like doing certain things, whether it's making cake or, like you said, the chocolate. What did you call them? The bonbons or something?
The bonbons, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
That's cool. So you ever think about going on one of the baking shows?
You know, I have not. My cousin, she had messaged me a couple years ago. She saw some, two of my cousins.
Yeah.
Your aunt Keisha and my cousin Janelle, yeah. They both sent me something about a baking show. Yeah. I'm like, it looks interesting. I wouldn't say no to it. I would like to try it.
Yeah,
if I had the opportunity, yeah.
Shout out to Keisha and Janelle. That would be cool to see you on there. Yeah, they got all kind of baking shows too. Yeah, that would be cool. So can you go ahead and say your email address again? And I wanted to ask, do you have a business name or that's in the works?
Not right now. I have been asked in the past. One of my instructors, he, you know, by me doing pretty big on Valentine's Day, said he wanted me to get a business started just in case. I've thought about it, but not that hard to have my own, like, standing shop. Because it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work, and you have to have help, and you have to put your trust in a lot of people to come through.
Yeah.
So I haven't got that far with it yet.
Yeah. And this is something you do part-time too, right?
Yeah, part-time.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's understandable. Well, yeah, could you say your email address again?
CL Carson, the number 3@gmail.com.
Okay. Well, fam, I appreciate you being on. It's a pleasure to have you on and talk to you and get to know more about you and your gift and how you got where you are now. So, yeah, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you for asking me to do this. And if anybody want to check out any of my work, go follow me on Facebook at Katisa Carson. I have quite a few reels up, and I'm working on more recipes to put more out. You know, right now. So it's a process. I always try to do something different. So I'm trying to work on new recipes so I can put more reels out. But you want to see my work? I have my reels on IG at DessertDiva93. And I also have them on Facebook with my name, Tisa Carson.
Check out. I ain't got a talent. Peace.